I'm Sian Herbert, researcher at ODI, here at the European Development Days in Brussels. We've just had our panel here on inequality as part of the European Think Tanks group. And I'm here with Simon Maxwell, Senior Research Associate at ODI. So Simon, following the panel, what do you think are some of the key messages of how the EU can work to tackle inequality in developing countries?
Well, look, the exam question for our panel was not just does inequality matter, but what should the EU do about inequality? And we discussed two things. The first thing we discussed was inequality within countries, complicated, multiple inequalities, gender, wealth, income, tribe, disability or not. There was a very strong view that the real leadership has to come from African countries themselves. And then we got into a good debate about whether or not the EU should be muscular in pushing its own views. And I called a vote. And what was very interesting was that most of the Europeans said, yes, we should be muscular about our own values. Most of the people from developing countries said we had to be very careful and probably not, because that would be interfering in their country's own domestic politics. We had some inspiring leadership from Joyce Banda and the president of Benin, who themselves are inspiring leaders. They were strongly of the view also there should be country ownership. We then turned to another question, which was international inequality. And I called a vote on that as well. And nearly everybody in the room voted strongly for the proposition that aid was much less important to solving global inequality than dealing with other policy areas like agriculture and finance and trade, and in that process getting global governance right, which means changing the way the UN is run and the World Bank and the IMF are run, and giving Africa a real voice. And that came very strongly, actually not just from the Africans, but also from the people in the room who were from Europe. Now, then we gave a challenge to Andris Piebalgs, who is the Commissioner for Development and is a member of the high-level panel on the global goals after 2015. And he was strongly supportive of the idea that there should be real ambition in those goals, especially as regards global governance issues and not just targeted poverty reduction programs. But he said, you know, we have to hear the African voices on this. We can't deliver this by ourselves. We have an African co-chair of the panel, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf from Liberia. She is going to consult with other African leaders. And so together they can deliver something which will be different. We in the think tanks group think that the development agenda is changing. Old aid, new development, as I'm always saying, new mission statement, old mission statement, new job description.